as Satan comes against us with all that stuff, sometimes, you know, you get so stressed out, you want to medicate it. So you start buying all kinds of stuff, spending money you don't have, maybe, you know, taking expensive vacations or buying all these different things to try to, you know, medicate the stress and the anxiety. And your life just becomes more and more and more and more complex because you got all this stuff coming in, then you got to pay for it. And you're as your stress, you know, complexity builds stress and stress builds fear. Man. But if you're willing to endure hardship as a soldier of Jesus Christ and simplify your life rather than medicating it, rather than complicating it, rather than going off in all these different directions and simply say, I just want to serve God, man. What you'll find is not only does your life get simpler and the stress begin to go away, but you find you don't need stuff to medicate because you know what the real treasure in this world is? Look around. You are the real treasure in this world. We are the reward of God. There is no reward like the reward of seeing God's goodness blossom in somebody that you have been loving on and relating to and sharing and pouring your life into and walking that road with, man. That is a reward beyond measure. The people that are sitting right next to you, if you want to look to your right or look to your left, or, you know, well, if you all look the same direction, you won't see anything. But, you know, maybe just kind of like turn your heads and stuff. This is the treasure that God has put into our life. This will fill our life truly. And I say this with all grace. We don't need anything else. In fact, we don't have time to enjoy this treasure God has given us because our lives are sometimes so filled with so many different things. But this is the treasure. This is the eternal treasure. There's a passage in here I love. It's 2 Timothy 2:8. I'm sorry, I'm not there yet. Where did that come from? Forgive me while I get my bearings here for a second. I'll skip that. How about that? How about that? 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Paul said this to the church at Thessalonica. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you? You. What is our crown of rejoicing? What is the real reward? What am I? Paul's saying, you know what I'm looking forward to when I get to heaven? And this is the guy who knew that, you know, it was all going to come to an end when the sword came down on his neck. You know what I'm looking forward to when I get to heaven? Not the streets of gold so much. You know, not the living water flowing and this, that, and the other thing and the fruit on the trees and, you know, the angels and all this stuff. You know what my reward is going to be? He said, you. I want to see you. I want to spend eternity with you. I want to know what it's like to love you in the fullness of God and enjoy one another forever and ever and ever. I want to know the joy of seeing you there, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, washed and cleansed by Jesus Christ, and standing in the glory of God in that place of unspeakable joy. That's my reward. That's what I live for. That's what I breathe for. That's why I get up in the morning. Why do I get up? Because of you. Because of you. That's treasure beyond measure. And so when I get nervous about meeting somebody or having to talk to them or deal with them, I just remind myself, you know what? God hasn't called me to impress them. He's only called me to serve them and to love them. And you know what? I can do that. I'm not impressed. I am not very impressive, man. Even up here, I mess up about six times. I mess up at least twice a song when we go through these things. Try to cover it as good as I can. I am not impressive, and you know, if I had to worry about, you know, whether people were going to be impressed by me, I would spend my life in total fear and anxiety. But I don't have to. Thank God, I don't have to do that. All I have to do is love them. All I have to do is serve them. All I have to do is say, it is so good to see you. How can I be of service to you? What can I do for you in the Lord? It takes away a lot of stress. It takes away a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. Going out on the mission field, I don't have to impress them with the gospel. All I have to do is serve them by sharing the truth in love. And then say, how can I help you to be on your spiritual journey? To make this real for you. So number one, stay filled with the Spirit. Number two, simplify your life. Number three, divine accountability. Thanks for being patient. I know I've been long-winded today. Divine accountability. Two scriptures. Paul said to Timothy, 1 Timothy 5:19, he said, "Don't receive an accusation against an elder, except from two or three witnesses." And watch this. I think this is cool. "Those who are sinning, rebuke in the presence of all, so the rest may also fear." Verse 21, "I charge you before God." Did I get your attention? "I charge you, Timothy, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels, that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality. I charge you before God and Jesus Christ and the elect angels." Wow. And a few verses later, he says this to Timothy. Chapter 6, verse 12. He says, "Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you're called and have confessed a good confession. Presence of many witnesses." Verse 13. "I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless till our Lord Jesus Christ appearing." Paul is telling Timothy that all of heaven is watching what he is doing. We do not live our lives in a vacuum or in seclusion. No matter how many closed doors are between us and what we think the world is, no matter how hard we try to hide ourselves or you know, lurk in the darkness or whatever it is that we do, we are living our lives in the very sight of God and Christ and even the elect angels. And Paul is telling Timothy, "Buddy, I am giving you this charge. I am giving you this commission. I am commanding you to be faithful to this calling, and I'm doing so in the presence and in the sight of God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, and His holy angels." So you're being watched, Timothy. Dennis, you're being watched, brother. Mary Lou, you know it. Lamar, you're being watched. Fiona, yeah. Sarah, you know what? You're being watched. So is your sister. So is both of them. All three of them. Paulette, hon, you're being watched. You are being watched. Your life is under observance. You are being watched. John, you're being watched. When you leave here, you're still going to be watched. When you close the door tonight, being watched, brother. Yes, hallelujah. Thank God. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Divine accountability. He says, Timothy, you are being watched by all of heaven. And they're not only watching you, I would submit to you, they are cheering you on. They are just like in the stands, they are saying yes. They are watching to see if you make the good decision, to see if you make that sound judgment, to see if you are faithful to the call, to see if you step out in faith and do what God is calling you to do, to lay a hold of the victory He's called you to have. And they are cheering you on because they want to see you succeed. Do you believe that? The very angels of God want to see you successful in the kingdom of God. They are there cheering you on. They are created to minister to you. You're not just, you know, some guy that happens to be walking by. Look at that guy. What in the world is he wearing that for? I'm glad I didn't put that on. You're not some dude. They are called to minister to you. They know you. And they rejoice at your success. Jesus said, when someone gets saved, there is rejoicing among the angels in the presence of God. They get excited about that kind of stuff. This is big stuff because they're watching you like Missy watches 24. Can't wait to put the next CD in. We can't stop here. I know it's 1 o'clock in the morning, but I got to find out what happened to Jack Bauer. The angels are sitting here. Man, let's watch Sarah Largent today. Yeah, man, I can't wait to see what happened to her. Did you know it's her birthday? You're kidding. Put it on. You're sorry, Sarah. New York City. You are being watched by a company of heavenly soldiers whose job it is to minister to you. They rejoice in your success. They are cheering you on, and they are available to render aid to you. That should make you bold. You ever seen an angel? Anthony has. They'll rock your world, man. I read about some of these guys, man. I mean, there's probably like little angels and, you know, like big angels and, you know, like kind of, you know, your everyday angel, and some like really serious angels like Michael and Gabriel and stuff like that that stand in the presence of God, you know, that announce themselves, "I am Gabriel who stand in the presence of God." Man, These guys are watching you and they are there to minister to you. That should make us bold. Because if we succeed, all of heaven is rejoicing with us, man. It causes a literal party in the portals of heaven. That's exciting stuff. Praise God. So he tells Timothy, man, fight the good fight of faith. Don't tap out in the second round because you got your nose bloodied, man. Fight to the end. Fight to the finish until you either knock out the enemy or you get the judge's decision. But don't give up. Don't walk out of that thing, man. Fight on. Because all of heaven is fighting along with you. Okay, so let's sum up. Thanks for being patient. How do you overcome your fears to be a warrior for God? Number one, stay filled with the Spirit. Fan that thing into a flame and be on fire. Spend your time in worship, man. Talk to God. Spend time with Him. Sing to Him. Thank Him. And just get filled with His glory. Number two, keep your life simple. Don't get all tied up and tangled up in all the complications of this life. It creates stress and that creates fear. Just simplify and let the people that God has put in your life be your treasure and reward, because they are priceless. And number three, remember your divine accountability. All of heaven is watching you. But all of heaven is also cheering you on and stands ready to assist you in whatever God has called you to do. And with all of heaven behind us, what more could we want? What more could we ask for? Amen. 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 Let's be bold, man. Let's go ahead and let's live the adventure. Man. Praise God.